Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We'll worry about RKK there. And I'm told that he's basically told everybody to call him RKK. So when I saw him 2 years ago, he goes, Teddy, call me RKK. I felt special. I don't feel special
anymore.
He's basically telling everybody that'll listen, hey, call me RKK. Those are interesting comments because statistically, yes, Robert, you've had the worst two teams in your tenure were the last 2 years.
Yeah, and the other details, not just the wins and losses, also had you had to run the greatest coach of all time, whatever you want, out of town. You had to fire him, even though you tried to make it look like an amicable parting of ways, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then
had
your
no
hand-chosen successor, gut from Israel trip thing blew up in your face.
We got summertime to kind of things slow down. Where's Gerard Mayo? That's a story I think we should pick up here in the next couple of weeks.
I'm dying to hear that.
Yeah, I've heard some things.
There's going to be a mystery podcast
Where's
series
Gerard
called
Mayo?
Finding
Why don't
Mayo
you find
coming
him?
Out.
You got to, I mean.
I can find out.
You're in the same fraternity.
Hey, yeah.
Middle linebackers for the New England Patriots played at a Pro Bowl level, had 100-plus tackles, were leaders in the.
Wait, can I ask, do you have his phone number?
I do not.
Okay.
I mean, I can get it.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
I'll reach out.
We can get it for sure.
I heard he's not talking, though.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So I can reach out, you know.
Do you think that's on the up and up, him not talking? Just pure decision not to talk? Or could it be NDAs or money or like.
No, I think he's quiet on purpose right now, guys. I think he's in ghost protocol because it ended so embarrassingly.
Yeah. I was hopeful that we were going to get some sort of fireworks
Nick there.
When Chantel was on Instagram for a short period
She wanted to put RKK and Pat's Nation on blast.
You know what? I wish you did because I'd love to hear what your side of the story is.
Me too.
I mean, I'd love to hear what, if you're really upset about me, I would love to hear your side of the story. Or like the biggest black mark against Gerard is the fact he's not pursuing coaching right now. That tells you everything. Well, is it not in your blood? Is it
right.
If you want to be a coach, wouldn't you be on a roster right now?
And I'm a little surprised.
You basically reinforced the idea that it was kind of you just kind of took advantage of an old guy and was more of a money grab. Than it was a passion for you or something that you really wanted to do.
Because it's formulaic. Fired as coach. You go be the linebackers coach somewhere, work your way back up, and in 5 years, you'll get another head coaching shot. Raheem Morris is the exact same thing as Gerard Mayo. He was fast-tracked from position coach to head coach, failed in Tampa.
But he didn't give up on coaching?
No. Immediately, most guys, call a buddy, somebody in the business, will you give me a job on your staff?
Look at the profile. I mean, he had to be asked to come into coaching in the first place.
Begged, from what I heard.
Right? And then it started the leaning in and working and, trying to manipulate Robert Kraft into getting him the corporate world. I'd be so the Optum stuff and he was a great leader. I would love to know what he did at Optum. You know, that there's so much about Gerard I would love to know, but it just no surprise that Kraft would say the last 2 years because Bill's last few years were embarrassing. But his last year was the worst, and then Gerard's first year was embarrassing. So no surprise that RKK would say what he said.
But even though so many other guys have gone back into coaching in some capacity looking to find their way back to the NFL, can we say that there is definitely a peer to Gerard Mayo in terms of having it absolutely just blow up all over you? Like, things really couldn't have gone worse for Gerard Mayo last year. Borderline player mutinies that were discussed as early as October, if you remember, Andy, and those videos magically disappeared themselves off the Patriots social
channels. Does that surprise you, though, Nick?
No, it doesn't, actually. All things considered, no relationships, no Rolodex, no black book in the NFL.
Thank you.
No prior head coaching experience, the
Thank
worst
you.
Roster in the NFL, and terrible coordinators. No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, never was a coordinator.
Set up to fail should be the story of 2024.
He didn't know what he was getting into.
No. And neither did the team or the, Robert.
Clearly. But I always put, I'm always amazed that when he was hired and I said, I was kind of down on Gerard because I if you're going to take that job, be ready for it.
100%. Especially when you know it's coming.
Oh, no, you would take that job if they offered it to you? No, I wouldn't. I'd say I'm not ready for it. I need to be a coordinator. I need to go to other places. I need to – no, I would not take a job that I know I'm doomed to fail just because they're paying me a lot of money. Sorry.
Or you'd be ready because –
because it's my reputation on the line at the end of it.
He had a year plus knowing he was the head coach in waiting. So –
what'd he do to build up his Rolodex?
Doesn't seem anything.
Nothing.
Doesn't
biggest
seem
part
anything.
Of his. I thought that was the most embarrassing part. Is like the fact that he had to use his general manager,
right,
Rolodex, to hire his coaches.
It was,
please give me a break.
Eye opening, and it ran deeper than that. From if you talk to people within the building, just.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The idea that it was like, basically, he was hired, he was announced, and then everybody looked around and was like, now what? Like, there was no boom, 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 like the
no
chips
plan,
are falling
no
into
vision,
place.
No.
Can you tell me how that happened? So, we have what we believe is a Hall of Fame owner. Like, even though he's not in the Hall of Fame yet, Robert Kraft's a Hall of Fame owner based on his accomplishments on the field, off the field, whatever.
Someday the Hall of Fame may even agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's owned an NFL team for 34 years or whatever
31.
The number is. Success, failures, multiple coaches. He's been through, he's been through the ringer of Parcells and Belichick and Pete Carroll and scandals and everything. He's seen a lot in the business. How did he not know that Mayo wasn't ready? And conversely, Mayo had been around the NFL for at least, 8 years
eight
as a
years.
Player, 5 years as a, so 13 years he was in an NFL locker room. 13 years. And we know that it takes
the
a lot.
Same locker room.
Yeah, but even in that, don't you realize, well, there's a lot of people around here doing jobs
you
that I need to hire,
it.
Right?
Correct.
Like, I'm not saying I would be ready to do it. I'd be like you. Oh, I'm not qualified to do that. But yeah. I know I immediately have to hire a staff of 100 people right off the bat.
You think?
How
you
did
think
he not have those
have
guys
no
ready?
I have no clue. In the craft, I think he just thought it'd be a lot easier. And I don't know. He had this kind of laissez-faire attitude about, it's a three-year process. Three-year process, bro? 3 years is forever in the NFL. Yeah. Forever.
And no one gets 3 years to fail. If you're showing enough, in the right direction.
Kraft, you know what? You know how many good skilled orators are? Like people that can just say, they're in your ear, and they just tell you things that you want to hear, and they know what your weakness is and how to kind of get them to come over to your side and manipulate. And I think Gerard just knew his audience. And I think he knew how to talk to Thundercat and tell him what he needed to hear to get him on his side.
And I still like, I guess this would tie in a little bit to Bill Belichick hiring Matt Patricia. Like, that's a really experienced coach hiring a smart coach himself, and neither of them said, this is a terrible idea. There's no chance this is going to work.
It's ego. It's insecurity. Both of them have it. It's no disrespect to Robert Kraft, but he's got insecurities and ego that.
Oh, we
that
all do.
They get really get in his way.
I appreciate you, Thunder. I call him Young Thundercat.
Thundercat
has a young heart.
Yeah.
Honestly, everything should, like, guys, if there's ever been a moment in time, I'm not sure if other, like, I called that the Howard Dean moment. Remember when he yelled, like, yeah, at that presser, the campaign trail thing back in 2004? He was done. That was it. Like, his campaign died the same night he thought it took flight as the early nominee or the front runner for the Democratic Party. The second he called Robert Kraft Young Thunder, I thought if they pulled the plug and they were just like, whoops, sorry, everyone, our bad. Just we'll be back with the real coach next week.
What did that tell you? It told you, Nick, that it's too comfortable, too cushy. And there's
bingo.
There's not a, this isn't a professional feel to it.
Right.
It needs to be a more professional feel. And so I feel like from what I've seen up to this point, although Vrabel can be just as charming and engaging as Gerard, there's a line that he knows not to cross. There's a professional line that he knows not to cross, and he gets it. I mean, there's an urgency and he understands what his job entails, where Gerard had no clue, yet wanted the job anyway.
And didn't have any of the preparation. That's what I go back to. You know, Josh McDaniels talked about his year in St. Louis after he got fired by Denver, and he started a notebook, things I'd do differently. Yeah. What, like, or Brian Billick, when he was the head coach of the Ravens, used to talk about, he would tell assistant coaches, if you want to be a head coach, start binders, start plans, start like legitimate.
I haven't heard any stories of,
No, I haven't. And he knew it was coming. He knew that the owner was going to make him the head coach in waiting. So he had
even more embarrassing.
Right. He had a better opportunity than most to have his ducks in a row. Yeah. And it was like just ducks going down every which way a lazy river. Mm-hmm. They were not in a row. It was ill-conceived, ill-prepared, and in the end was horrific. And now you know who benefits from that? Mike Vrabel and the 2025 Patriots, because it was such an absolute debacle a year ago. We now know you're going to be better than that. You're going to be more professional than that, more organized than that. You have a low bar to get over. But up next, we're going to talk about what that bar is. Pro Football Talk. They're kind of talking out of both sides of their blogging mouths in their power rankings. Where they put the Patriots says one thing. And then when you read what they write about the Patriots, says something different. So we'll look at expectations facing the Patriots, Mike Vrabel, 2025. Just how good are they going to be? Talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.